we go.
Live from Houston, Texas, it's JJHI Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight,
real news headlines
and
Cletus T. Jenkins.
And we take your calls at 210-888-9198,
asshole.
And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Ladies and gentlemen, JJHI Radio is back. Yes, we are back. Thank you. Thank you all. We're back this evening. We've survived Valentine's Day. I think next month will be a whole lot better, if you know what I mean. Got real news headlines tonight. It's going to be a scorcher, I think. Are you trying to change the scent inside your home? Maybe you're looking for something a little bit more different. I can tell you right now, you got options. We're going to be having Cletus T. Jenkins of Tarkington Prairie joining us this evening to discuss your options in refreshing or changing the scents inside your home. And we'll be taking your calls at 210-888-9198. So feel free to jump on in. We'll be right back.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at jjheadinterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
All right, every one of you, eyes fucking forward. In 2 minutes, you will all be in the presence of the genius behind the Dick Stiffens Boot Camp to Stay Hard. Dick Stiffens himself. Damn.
You see, it's all about mindset.
It's what's in your head.
Lieutenant Head.
Take your hands off your cocks, and you will keep your filthy sewers shut. And you will address me as sir. You will stand at attention. Do you understand it?
Listen up, you scum maggots. You're all here for one reason. Because you're tired of your wife's boyfriend telling you how to live your life. Now I'm here to teach you one thing. Get ready. Sign up now for Dick Stiffen's 3-week boot camp. Get hard, stay hard, alpha male clinic. If you're not ready to show up and give 110%, then just stay home and beat off. I'm here to teach you how to go from being a beta to a beta plus.
JJHI Radio.
Hello?
Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got? You'll never get any chicks with that.
You need Booth Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more G's than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro.
What?
Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Booth Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce. You'll never reproduce.
You're never gonna reproduce.
Real news headlines. And now your host, JJ Head.
All right. Sounds good. Hit it. To Beijing this evening, Alibaba. Asian competitor to Amazon reported an uptick in balloon sales for January. Dual use for both prophylactics and parties for Chinese New Year. Balloon prices are up 75%. Ping Jidong, Hong Kong balloon manufacturing magnate, stated Monday that VCD increase in demand. Firm Mern learned China. We at Barun word much must also increase production. Well, quite a statement. Production Chan. Sure. It's a great Chan. And news tonight from California. Beautiful California. Where the Sonoma Balloon Classic has been canceled. The racist festival features high net worth Caucasian individuals taking balloon rides to look down on the rest of the undesirables. Jim Whitehouse, Grand Marshal of the festival, mentioned to JJHI Radio that it is a sad day this day and age that people with money to spend cannot express themselves as they have for decades. He's quoted as saying, "All we wanted was a break from the general population. We now have to move the venue to Salt Lake City." I'm JJ Head. These are Real News Headlines. And we will be right back here on JJ Chai Radio for your listening pleasure. Stay tuned.
It's JJ Chai Radio. And now, your host, JJ Head.
Well, thank you. It's a new year, 2023, folks. Just coming off of the Valentine's Day holiday. I hope you found our information last week to be informative. But you know what? I don't give a shit if it wasn't. It's called JJHeadInterests.com, folks. My interests are yours. That's why you joined this program, to listen to our interests. You know, sometimes things get a little stale. You walk into your home, mobile home, trailer, apartment, and you just take a whiff and you think to yourself, I gotta open a window. We gotta make a change here. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, I understand where you are coming from or on. Sometimes it's time to freshen up your abode. And that's why we've got Cletus T. Jenkins of Tarkington Prairie, Texas, joining us this evening. Cletus, welcome to the program. I understand that you might have some new options to freshen up the aroma of people's homes.
I sure do, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. My first question to you, if you don't mind, how did you find us?
Well, I've been listening to you guys for a little bit. And by the way, you've had some interesting characters on the air the last few weeks, talking about some kind of devil stuff. That's interesting. But I learned about you through my granny.
Your granny?
You know, she lives on the other side of my camper. And I was looking at her through her search history, and I saw that she typed in head, you know.
Sure.
And then I think she might have misspelled BJ and came across JJ. And then,
you know. It's a common mistake.
Listening through the internets, we found you.
I got to say,
sir, you're not bad. You're kind of funny.
I like being not bad. It's a step below exceptional. We set the bar pretty high here, but nonetheless, not bad, I'll take this evening. And what you mentioned, of course, about the JJ head versus the BJ or the, you know, what have you, a very common mistake elderly women make. I mean, for instance, if they don't have their glasses on, I mean, They're already at a disadvantage, and if they're seeking out some kind of pornographic fantasy with a man of my level of attraction or attractiveness, completely understandable. It's good for SEO, though. You know what I mean, Cletus?
Well, absolutely. Like, she talks about fat fingering, and I don't think she means in typos when she talks about you, man.
She have an OnlyFans account?
I don't know, but I know she told me you get her depends all wet. And that creeps me out a little, but also I'm happy for my granny.
Well, one more dependent we can claim here on the program. I know that'll hopefully adjust my tax liability. If you could provide me just off air once we're done here, her address and social security number.
Well, no problem, man. I'll hook you up. I mean, you know, I don't know anything about these taxes you speak of, but My granny, she could use some entertainment.
It's a waste of time talking about. Let's talk about what you can do to freshen up, to take the staleness out of living in Houston, Texas, for my listeners.
Well, man, living in East Texas, right, just on the edge of East Texas, there are some very distinct smells that I think are very reminiscent of our area, mm-hmm. right? And people from our area, they get it. And, you know, with Valentine's just being over with, there's lots of interesting smells. There's stale chocolate,
right?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, no, I agree. Dead flowers, stale chocolate, I mean.
And one of your guys was selling some kind of stuff for her hoo-ha, whatever that was.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that doesn't smell good after a few days.
Yeah, if you haven't brought the maid in yet to clean up that mess, then good heavens, you know, something has to be done and done quick, right?
Boy, we don't have maids. We got our kids for that stuff, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Tarkington Prairie, very different place than some of the suburbs. Not bad, not good, just different.
Well, man, I like a place where I can roam. I can have my trailer on a bunch of land, no one around. I can do whatever I want on that property.
Yeah, no HOA, no dickhead running for HOA to put on his resume, right? Telling you what to do, telling you when to cut your grass, telling, hey, man, you can't hang that on the tree in that rope. You can't do that. You can't light that type of religious thing on fire on your front yard. You cut that out, sir. I got to tell you, I'm a little envious.
What's this term HOA? Is this like a religious person? Because that person's not allowed on my property. I swear to God, I'll shoot that son of a bitch and come on my property.
I think that's a fair reaction. No question about it. But let's go back to freshening up the humble abode, if you will, whether it be Humble, Texas, or if it be elsewhere. What would be your approach to doing this, Cletus?
Well, we've been working on, you know, when we're in the camper, right? By the way, I'm a former glassmaker. Now I'm an artisanal candle maker, right? I'm dedicating my life to the scents and smells of East Texas. And our first six we're launching, right? You can catch it. You can catch it on our website we're starting, right? It's East Texas Candles. And then also we have a Poshmark page. So we're starting there. We're hoping to grow it, and we can do delivery all over Texas or depending certain parts of the United States.
East Texas Candles, easttexascandles.com, correct?
That's correct, sir.
Oh, this is nice. I like this. Very classy, very rustic looking. Interesting. You have some different type of candles here available for purchase. Very reasonable, too, I might add. Let's run down the list, if you wouldn't mind, here. Let's start with number one.
No problem, sir. So, one of our favorites, especially kind of a local favorite that people like to come by and buy, is one we call Meth Lab Musk. It's for the crackhead on the go, and it also comes in blue, bitch.
Fantastic. Describe the aroma of methylab musk.
Well, it's sort of odorless, with a tinge of dirty sock.
I see.
But I'll tell you, it's very cleansing. Mm-hmm. Puts you in a really good mood. Keeps you up for hours. So it's more of an energy thing than anything. It's an energy candle, right? Gets all the negative energy out of the room, out of the place, wherever you want to light it.
Well,
don't smoke it.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're not talking about that. But the concept is that Houston and whereabouts, we are the energy capital of the United States. So why should your home not smell like pure, raw energy? And methylab musk, it's a great place to start. Now, I would imagine you don't want to burn too many of these in the home all at once, because then the aroma might escape out the door and you might have some concerned neighbors, correct?
Well, correct. That's why you do it in your property, all by your lonesome, or, you know, with a small group of kids, get all the energy going. Then you go send them outside to go work it off.
Perfect.
But yes, sir.
Very good. Very good. So option number two here, it looks like it's a fried pork rinds candle. This is very interesting. This would have to be the first time I've seen that aroma captured in a candle, but I have to imagine lighting that one with an ice-cold Coors Light or a Lone Star in a hot shower just sounds like an absolute joy.
Oh, yeah. That one is delicioso. That one right there is really, really popular. I mean, it has like a grainy, it's spicy, but it's savory. And like you said, I'm more of an MGD guy, so you get you a 18-pack for $2, and you pop that open, and you light that candle, man, you're going to want to eat it, but you can't.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to recover a little bit after you said all those things. You can find an 18-pack of MGD for $2?
Yeah, man.
From where?
Down the street. Go down the street, right? You talk to Jermaine. Jermaine stands outside the beer store. You give him $2 and a little bit of the first candle, and he comes out with an 18-pack.
Ah, I see. This is the backdoor discount. No, I'm fully aware of this. It's almost like a coupon, folks. If you'd like to reach out to Jermaine, we'll include his contact information on another show. Thanks for clarifying. So, fried pork rind candle. I mean, you've got people like, Gwyneth Paltrow's out there, you know, selling candles that smell like her vagina. Boring. Fried pork rinds?
I mean,
come on. Get me in there. Describe sort of the smell of this particular candle.
Well, also, I just want to mention it's keto friendly. So people that are struggling, you know, with all those carbs, especially all that chocolate and stuff from Valentine's Day. No,
yeah, absolutely, well, yeah.
Right? I mean, you don't have to eat this. So it gives the aroma of pork rinds. So fried pork, all nice and crispy. And we even have some lemon and citron flavors, right, to mix in with it if you want. And it just puts a nice aroma, right? And it smells like fresh stuck pig all in your house. And it's just delicious.
Fried pork rind candle aroma. Spicy yet savory. Going to have you trying to eat that candle all night long. Fantastic.
You know it, boy. You know it.
Item number three on this website here, I see whimsical wet dog. This really is interesting. If you go from stale Valentine's smell and you really want to change it up, this sounds like a complete 180. Am I right?
Well, yeah. I mean, this just brings it right home right here for all of us people, right, that have those inside-outside dogs. I mean, this one is great. Especially after a wet day here in East Texas where we're in the floodplain. Oh, my God, we got to bring those dogs in so they don't drown. We don't need dead dogs on our property. So when you bring them in, they have that nice smell to them, that nice kind of, you know, wet. I mean, that's all I can describe it as, kind of a little garbagey. But that, you know, get you a candle that smells just like that, especially
wet,
if you lost a dog recently.
Wet, musty, but at the same time refreshing. Fantastic. Whimsical wet dog. That one I wouldn't mind getting a sample of myself at some point here at the JJHI Radio Studios, north of Houston. Item number four here, Shade Tree Mechanic Grease. Very interesting. I really do like the title.
Oh, yeah. Well, this one we had to encapsulate and we had to bring in, right, some experts. So I talked to my uncle. And, you know, my uncle's a shade tree mechanic. And he has a certain aroma to him from time to time. And I've always remembered his smell ever since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Ever since I was a little kid, he'd come over and try to show me the tickle torture or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But he always had a certain smell of mechanic grease. Mechanic grease and kind of oiliness. And I think everyone has that memory. And this is my attempt to capture that memory so it brings back very good memories. And it just has a certain scent to it that I don't think anyone else is doing.
It's very unique. Yeah, it's about nostalgia. You got to wash away the shame and guilt from a Valentine's Day romp there and bring back the good memories of the uncle counting the ribs.
Yeah, so may I tell you that story real quick? Did you ever experience that from your uncle either?
No, I did not have an uncle who was a mechanic. Absolutely not.
Oh, man. So my uncle used to play this game with us, especially me. And what he would do is he'd come in and he would tell you, put your arms above your head, right? He's going to count your ribs.
Okay.
And for every rib he counted, he'd give you a dollar.
Wow.
Yeah, and he would count my ribs. And by the time he got to number three, he would just be tickling me, and I'd forget about my dollars. And we'd end up just, like, laughing and playing. And I'd end up shirtless, and it was fine, you know?
Fantastic. Shade Tree Mechanic Grease, the new aroma from Cletus T. Jenkins and the East Texas Candle Company. Available at easttexascandles.com. Go there now, folks. Give them a visit. Number five on the list here, Sweet Cousin Sunel. Sweet Cousin Sunel. So how does this particular aroma, describe that to the listeners and how that might be refreshing for their home?
Well, Sweet Sunel, her and I have grown up together our entire lives. We've been close. We've been real close. So I want to pay homage to my cousin. She's been there for my whole life, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've had a kid or two together, right? And we've done lots of stuff. We traveled from that county to the next county.
Yeah.
We've done a couple missions together. So she's my, what they call, ride or die. That's my girl. That's
yes.
my girl, Sweet Sunel. So I wanted to capture Sweet Sunel's scent in a candle and give her, you know, some honor. So I would say that her is kind of like a lemon butter fish taco. That's her smell. And that's where every time I smell that or I smell her, I think of that. And I smell that, I think of her. She's got the sweetest lemon butter fish taco. And that's Sweet Cousin Sunel.
Just looking here at the actual candle itself has a picture of Sunel on it. And, yep, oh, goodness. A beautiful picture of Sue. Fantastic, yeah.
She's a hottie, I tell you.
I think she could certainly use some water thrown on her. Yes, absolutely. Number six, our specialty candle of the month, Burnt Cedar Cross. This sounds fantastic. Give me some more about this.
Yes. Yes, sir. Well, in honor of February, right, our Black History Month, we are selling our Burnt Cedar Cross. And it comes in a special Crown Royal hooded bag.
February only.
Well, we'll see if we'll extend it, right? We got to see how good it does. It is a new scent to us, right? We just tried to capture that from some of the ongoing things in our area. So we just bottle that up and put it in candle form and see if some of our fellow brethren appreciate that smell.
I see. It sounds like a great candle to burn while in a hot air balloon in Sonoma County, if you know what I mean. Folks, it's JJHI Radio. I'm JJ Head here live with Cletus T. Jenkins. We're going to open up the phones here in a little bit. If you would like to call or email us at admin@jjheadinterests.com. Be taking a break here in just a moment. Do stay tuned. We'll have more with Cletus T. Jenkins of beautiful Tarkington Prairie, Texas. We'll be right back.
You're listening to JJHI on NPR National Poop Radio. That's NPR National Poop Radio.
Ah, these beats are disgusting.
Come to the DJ Depot. We've got horns. We've got strobes. We've got everything to make her wet. Come to the DJ Depot now.
Hi, this is Joe from Gerald's Pet Finance. DJ Depot, it's really nice. You don't want to miss out on these prices. You don't want to miss out on these prices. This is Dustin Johnson, a.k.a. DJ. Come on down to DJ's DJ Depot.
Come on down to Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Horns, strobes, bass. Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Let's get it on.
Tonight on CSI Houston.
Dicks have been going missing all over this goddamn town, and you're gonna play victim just because we searched your pants and didn't find anything there? Bullshit!
Where are the dicks, Chris? Just tell us where the dicks are. They could be at the bottom of that goddamn Terre Haute reservoir for all I care. Just tell them where they are.
Are they buried? Are they in your backpack somewhere? People are dickless, Chris. And you may become one of those people. It's time to tell the truth.
127 dicks gone last week. 150 dicks gone the week before. Where is it all going? It's got to be somewhere. You got to give me something. The longer you hold out on me, the less I can help you, Chris. I want to help, but you're giving me nothing here. Where are the dicks?
Show me the fucking dicks!
You expect me to believe that? A bag of dicks nobody bargained for. Tonight on CSI Houston.
Friends, do you like potato chips? Do you like good beef? Well, you won't get that here. What you will get from Frank's Chip Beef is the best beef cut off a cow. Not only will you get the best chip beef, you will get the best sauce. Oh boy, does it remind me of my grandma. She made the best sauce. All it was some secret dust and thick water. So when you buy the best canned chip beef, I hope you think of your grandma, because Crane's Chip Beef is thinking about all of you.
Chicken sandwiches.
Come on.
Have we got a bird for you.
We got crispy, grilled, gluten-free, extra gluten, cookie crumble, deep-fried, air-fried, baked, boiled, smoked, air-dried, blow-dried. Come on.
Come on down, you piece of shit. Come on down to the Burger and Chicken Shack at the corner of I-10 and Blaylock. It's JJHI Radio. And now, your host, JJ Head.
Thank you, Twergatron. It is, in fact, JJHI Radio. We're here this evening discussing how to take the stale out of your home, especially after Valentine's Day. It can get pretty stale pretty quick. Cletus T. Jenkins has joined us this evening. His business, East Texas Candles, has some different options for you to kind of change it up there after Valentine's Day, after a lot of loving, a lot of anger, a lot of tears, a lot to clean up. EastTexasCandles.com has a lot to offer, from Meth Lab Musk to Sweet Cousin Sue Nell to Burnt Cedar Cross. It's all there at easttexascandles.com. We do open the phone lines here, 210-888-9198. You're welcome to call us. You can also email us at admin@jjheadinterest.com. Cletus, you're still there with us.
Yes, sir, I am.
So glad that is the case. We do have some messages coming in here, some questions, if you don't mind.
Sure thing. I'm at your disposal, sir.
Wendy from Vider, Texas, right there on the border, asks, how big are you?
Like, weight-wise, or what you mean by that?
That's a good question. She really doesn't specify. She just says, how big are you?
Well, I'm 6'1", 300 pounds, and about 4.5 inches.
Not quite the devil's jackpot, is it?
What's the thing about the devil? I heard this before.
Well, it's 6 inches, 6 feet tall, and six figures. Not sure you can check
I'm
all
at least
those
one
boxes
of those.
Yet, but nonetheless.
Well, either way, I'd like to meet Miss Whitney. She sounds like a keeper.
Wendy, send us your contact information, and Cletus T. Jenkins will reach out, maybe reach in, and set up a romantic evening with many different kinds of candles. Thanks, Wendy. Looks like we've got a call here on the program. JJHI Radio, you are live with Cletus T. Jenkins.
Cletus, I'm pretty curious. How big are you?
Is this Wendy? Hey, girl. You sound a lot more manly on the phone. Hello?
Caller. Caller.
I'm just looking for an answer.
Carly. Caller, you seem to be in a very rough area. You're breaking up. Do you have a way to possibly come out of the piney woods there and find a little bit better signal?
Tell him climb up on that tower.
Yeah.
Climb up at that water tower there. That always helps.
I agree. Caller, you still there?
Yes. Cletus, I would like to know how tall you are.
Well, sir, I said 6'1". Is that okay with you, boy?
Well, I mean, I thought I'd like something more scientific. But
6'1". I'm not quite sure what that is in metric. Do you?
I mean,
JJ,
we can count it in stone.
I know what's on your mind.
Okay. What is on my mind, caller?
Carly. Oh, it's going back and forth.
Carly.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Let me ask you something, caller. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Colorado. Denver, Colorado?
North.
North where?
North Peak.
North Peak, Colorado. Very nice. And if you were to purchase one of these glorious candles from the East Texas Candle Company, which would you pick? Would it be Meth Lab Musk, Fried Pork Rinds, Whimsical Wet Dog, Shade Tree Mechanic Grease, Sweet Cousin Sunel, or Burnt Cedar Cross? It's a lot to consider. Hello?
Did we lose Carly?
Say it again, caller. Meth Lab Musk for the caller. So happy that you picked Meth Lab Musk. As a result, you'll be sent a Meth Lab Musk candle directly to your locale there in, you said it was North Peak, Colorado?
Yeah.
North Peak, Colorado. Very good. Jerry, if we could, go ahead and take his information offline here. Write that down and then have him one sent. Very good. Caller, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thanks, Carly. I appreciate the sale.
Another happy customer. Let's take a look here. Back to the JJHI radio inbox. Andy from Venice Beach. What is the lead time on delivery for these wonderful candles?
Well, brother, we can have them out next day. We stay up all night making them, and then we sleep around camper. So we work almost round the clock. We can have it within 24 hours, and whatever shipping you decide on, we can take care of.
24 hours?
If you're in the area, we'll hand deliver it.
Wow, that's impressive. Very impressive. Anastasia from Cleveland, Ohio, beautiful Cleveland, asks, how do you capture the essence of a woman in a candle? I think it's a good question, actually.
Well, Sweet Sunel and I have a long history together. I mean, we grew up together, so we've known each other very, very intimately. Again, we have a kid together.
Sure.
So having a kid with someone you're close with, you get to know them inside and out.
Right.
Part of that, I have understood what she smells like.
Uh-huh.
So what I've done is I've sampled her. I've sampled this. And I came out with this scent that I think she's approved. And she's even smelled herself. And she agrees. So I think we're fine. But yeah, how do you do it? I think it just takes experience and taste testing. And that's how we did it.
Well, it sounds like it takes commitment, first of all. It takes commitment to extracting the essence in the right way. I would imagine a turkey baster or some kind of syringe might be effective. I'm not trying to give away trade secrets, but you know, depending on the volume of the orders you have, you have to be able to fill those orders. So, Anastasia, while I do understand and appreciate your question, we can't dive too deeply into that on JJHI Radio without giving up too much. However, if you do want to reach out more directly with us, I can get you to Jerry, and perhaps you could sign an NDA with Mr. Cletus, and more information could be revealed.
And Jeffrey, I might add, right, you know, it took a little bit to capture that essence. I mean, I've had to use several gloves and wring them out. I mean, I've had to get finger deep a few times and finger this out.
It's
some dedication.
It's also known in courtrooms as getting digital. So I think a digital approach is a modern approach.
Well,
Travis.
That's where we're trying to go with this.
Yep. Travis from Raleigh, Durham. Is what he says. I don't know which one it is. Raleigh, Durham, he says, the burnt cedar cross, is that for a limited time, or is that going to be a year-around offering? Thanks.
Well, I think it depends on how it sells this month. So we're running in a limited time offer.
Yeah.
And if it's a big seller, right? We might turn it into something more of on a permanent basis. Right now, we call it a limited time offer.
Yeah.
So I think it just depends on sales. If you guys buy it, we're going to keep it year round.
No question.
If you don't, then we only bring it out during February.
Well, I think also it's a regional product. It's not really going to go over too well in places like, you know, New York City I'm sorry for mentioning it, but New York City or San Francisco, but, you know, Biloxi, Mississippi, places like that, you might have a better shot. Looks like we got another call here on the program on JJHI Radio. Welcome to the program, caller. You're on with Cletus T. Jenkins live here on JJHI Radio.
Look, man, I bought one of your Chandlers, and I thought it had something to do with friends, and I thought I would have a set with Rachel and Lisa and the whole group, and I only got one, and it smelled like bacon, and that's not what I signed up for, and that I don't know how to return it because this dude lives in a shack.
Yeah.
And
we clearly, sir, have a no return policy on our candles. I'm sorry you made a mistake, but we have a no return policy. Once you buy it, you own it.
Well,
who knows what you did with that candle?
Cletus, hang on a minute. I think this is also in a similar fashion.
You want a no return policy? My fist in your face.
You can try it, sir. You come out to my neck of the woods, boy, and we will find you. If you find us, and you will find out what happens to city boys like you.
Yeah, I bet. You just sitting drinking your wine.
What's wrong with toilet wine, sir? You ever had it? No. Well, you should be quiet and enjoy your Chandler, whatever the hell you think you bought, because you got the pork rind one, and that one is delicioso. So you should just enjoy it.
Well, it doesn't sound like we'll be there for him, that's for sure. So, caller, it sounds like you read fried pork rinds, but really, in your mind, you read friends. Well, is that correct?
I didn't get the pork rind one, but...
Okay, so you didn't order the pork rind one, or you intended to order that one, you got something different?
No, I intended to get the... American Psycho Patrick Bateman, what he smelled like, and I ended up getting with some sort of fish smell.
Oh, he ended up getting the Sweet Cousin Sue. There it is. That's the problem. Well,
let me.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Let me look through. Yeah. Let me find his order here. Let me get through these papers, these receipts.
Yeah, let's kind of test out the customer support here. Do you have a confirmation number there, caller?
Yeah, let me see. It is 398-098-08-08. 33.
No, sir. We only got two-digit numbers. That's all we can count. So we just repeat them and add in letters. I'm sorry, but that's not it. But I'll tell you what.
All right.
You
want? All right. Well, then just use 33. That's my number. Well,
that's the last two.
Well, what I'm gonna tell you, if you listen up, right? If you want to go to a custom, Mr. Master Bateman, whatever his name is.
Patrick Bateman. Yeah.
Okay. I'll make you a custom candle, but you just need to email me, right, or send me a message through our MySpace page, and I will take care of it for you. Don't be coming on the air trying to trash us when we're trying to launch something.
Though. Well, I mean,
I'm not trashing you. You give me your message so everyone else can know it as well.
Yeah.
We might make a deal if we can capture this, you know, American thing that you're talking about. I'm happy to look into it.
Let me just slide in here if I could. American Psycho.
Oh, yeah.
American Psycho. It's a great, great program. Great, great movie. One of my personal heroes, Patrick Bateman. Have to return some videotapes. Nonetheless, I think that candle, if I had to suggest, it would smell something like the chemical concoction of powdered cocaine and the high iron content of female blood. So if you can throw those together, Cletus.
Is that what you think it smells like?
I'm damn near certain. Yeah, between that and maybe a little.
I'm pretty sure it would smell like the inside of Dorothea and Huey Lewis and the News.
No one knows what that smells like. No one goes there. But nonetheless, Dorothea, yeah, sure. Hey, one way or another, I think it would be good. This might be a great collaboration of a specialty candle to freshen up the more upscale residences in Houston. The Patrick Bateman, the PB Special candle. What do you think?
I'm open to it. And you know what, Jeffrey? If you want to come out, you know, to Tarkenton and spend some time with me, we'll put our heads together. And I don't know your name, sir, but if you want us to conference call you in and you take part and we maybe send you some samplings, I'm open to that.
Let's do it. I'm totally open to that.
Well, we want to come up with something to
do. Well, my name is Brax.
Brax.
Okay. Brax.
Brax, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand you off to Jerry here. He'll get your information, and we'll see if we can't just coordinate something.
Okay.
Very good. 210-888-9198, the number to call here on the program, JJHI Radio, live here with Cletus T. Jenkins of Tarkington Prairie, Texas. His company is East Texas Candles. His website is easttexascandles.com. Go on that website, take a look at the options and order a few. Do you have a subscription as well? Someone can kind of dig in and have a fresh candle every month.
We do, Jeff. That's a new promo we're opening up that you can get a Candle of the Month Club.
The Candle of the Month Club.
That's right.
And so how does this work? Someone just gets on, they put their PayPal account in. What kind of approach is it?
Well, yeah, first you either send us your PayPal, do the friends and family one. Don't do that other one, right? Therefore, you save money when you do the friends and family one. Or you, if you wait and you just send us a note, you know, on our page there, I'll have Granny call you and get your credit card info. And we'll sign you up, right? Or we'll just charge you once a month for it.
Sounds very reasonable.
As long as you don't mind us having that info.
Yeah, what's the monthly price on that?
It is $10 a month to be part of our club.
$10 a month to be the happy client customer of East Texas Candles. They'll send you a new candle every month. You can burn it to your heart's desire and freshen up that aroma inside that stale old home of yours after Valentine's Day. That sounds like a hell of a deal for $10.
Absolutely, Jeff. That's $10 a month. And then on top of that, as we come out with specialty candles, we give you free samplings. Like this Cedar Cross one, that's a new one, right? So not only do you get your normal February one of those other five, you get a free sampling of the Cedar Cross. Now, if it becomes permanent, all right. But as we come up with new ones throughout the year, you're going to get a free sampling of it. That's part of being the club.
Sounds like a winner. One thing I'll suggest just personally, you know, I've never been a catfish guy, more of a crappie guy. Is there a way that you could perhaps do the JJHI special candle, call it the JJ, and it's a fried crappie sort of aroma? Is that something we could set up through and we could ultimately sell through JJHeadEnterest.com?
Sure thing, man. So you want to call it the JJ?
No, the JJ, the JJ, T-H-E JJ. Thank you.
Oh, the JJ. Yeah, we can work something out, man. Yeah, no problem.
In a partnership with EastTexasCandles.com, JJ Head Interest, the JJ coming soon to a URL near you. You know what, folks? It's 9:55. It's almost 10. So we're going to bid our guest goodbye. Thank you for the calls and the emails. Cletus, join us again as you continue to expand your offering.
Well, thank you very much, and all your listeners out there. Appreciate it, and I'll talk to you sometime soon.
Cletus T. Jenkins of Tarkington Prairie, Texas. EastTexasCandles.com is the website. Go on there, buy some candles, get signed up for the subscription, and by God, come back with us next week. We've talked about balloons. We've talked about relatives. We've talked about candles. If you're feeling stale in your home, why not change that? Why not change it tonight? 24-hour delivery, working around the clock at EastTexasCandles.com. It's a great opportunity, folks. It really is. Next week, Dick Stiffens will likely be joining us to talk about his new joint venture as well as his new world tour, the Get Hard Tour. Be excited to hear from him again. More real news headlines. By the way, folks, if we're missing something and you'd like to hear more information or you've got an idea about an informative opportunity, maybe you've got an idea for a guest, send us a message. admin@jjheadinterest.com. Reach out to us on Facebook at JJHI Radio. Send us a message. We want this program to be entertaining to you, not everyone else. You. That's what we're about. My interests are your interests. It's our interests. It's JJHeadInterests.com. You can find us on Spotify if you'd like. JJHI Radio. You can go to JJHeadInterests.com. Listen live. You know what else you can do? You can scroll down. Click that link at the bottom saying, I want my damn podcast now. And look at that. You've got every single episode we've made since last year for your listening pleasure. I'm JJ Head. This is JJHI Radio. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next Wednesday. In the meantime, for Christ's sake, use some soap. We'll see you. I'm JJ Head. Good night, everyone.
JJHI Radio is in no way brought to you by Dirty Martinis. Dirty my teenies. Keep them dirty. I am Torquetron. See you next Wednesday.